Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are now joined on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline by George Richards from Florida Hockey Now as the Panthers get ready for Game 6 against the Oilers tonight. George, normally we talk to you in the afternoon, but here we are in the morning. How things change, huh?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Very good.
Nice to join you.
Joe and I sound alike, you think?
What's that?
I said, do you think Joe and I sound alike at all?
Not at all. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's only one Joe Rose, and the texters wish
he was
here.
One. There's only one big dog. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. George, I'm a little nervous about how confident I feel in the Panthers closing this out tonight. We've seen them have some issues against Toronto and against Carolina in these closeout games at home. Why do you think tonight could be different than those two?
I don't know. I mean, yes, I think
the big one was, listen, they went to Carolina, they won, what, game 5 and or whatever it was. The Toronto, they won game 5, they come back. All right, we're going to have a party. It's, you know, game 6 and, you know, they get shut out. And listen, I just think tonight will be different because they know what's at stake. This team's been through it. This team's been through it against Edmonton. Last year they came back after game 4, had the opportunity to win the cup in game 5, and played a very good game and ended up losing. But the way Florida is playing right now, you know, Edmonton has gotten 2 wins, and
I don't know. I mean, this has been a fairly lopsided affair. Florida has been the better team for much of it. They've held the lead for much of it. You know, I think that they're not fooling around tonight. I don't think that they're going to mess around. I think Florida's going to bring everything they've got. But again, Edmonton's got one game left in their season, and they know it. They are a desperate, dangerous team. Florida's going to have to match that intensity.
But I think that goes back to what we saw in game 5 with Edmonton, right? It felt like the series was swinging back in their favor, and then they came out with that effort. Obviously, the Panthers played a phenomenal game, one of their best games, if not the best game of the postseason to this point. But if that's the version of Edmonton that we saw in game 5 in a 2-2 series at home, I'm not certain like they can conjure up what we saw earlier in the series after another cross-continental flight back to Florida with all this pressure, and they're going through a potential another goalie change.
Yeah, Edmonton looked beat, didn't they? I mean, they didn't seem to have any jump. Florida's wearing them down. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Just like Florida wore down Tampa and Carolina and Toronto, Florida's wears teams down, and you know, teams just kind of lose that will because they're just getting hammered at every turn. If Florida brings it from the start, you know, Edmonton, you know, probably will keep it close because that's how they play. They've got the talent to do it. If they get a couple power plays, they're very dangerous there. You know, Florida's penalty kill has been very good, but, you know, you're playing with fire every time you go to the box with Edmonton.
Listen, Florida, if Florida could
win this thing in the second period, and maybe we can relax a little bit in the third, but, you know, I doubt it. I think it's going to be a close one, a tight one, and come down to the wire.
How much of a difference do you think Zach Hyman makes in this series if he's healthy? Do you think the Panthers are as dominant as they've been? I know it's tough to handicap that exactly because it's an unknown, but we talk about the Panthers' depth all the time. It's not that Edmonton doesn't have it, but when you remove a guy like Zach Hyman out of the lineup and you see what happened in Game 5 where there was no traffic in front of the net and from Sergei Bobrovsky, that is Zach Hyman's entire game. It feels like, aside from Corey Perry, that's an element that Edmonton has really missed in this series.
Yeah, they've gotten more from Corey Perry to kind of replace that, but Zach Hyman is such a talented player. The Panthers thought very highly of him. They drafted him. It's been a big loss for Edmonton, and we talked about it going into the series. You don't lose a guy like that. He's one of the better goal scorers. He's a complimentary player on either line with McDavid or Dreisaitl. I think it's been a big loss for Edmonton, and I don't think they've recovered from it. And I think that's going to be one, you know, if you're an Edmonton fan, you point to, well, if we only had Hyman, sure. I mean, but the injuries happen. You know, he busted up his wrist and had to have surgery, and that's that. But, he's a big loss for them. And, tough break for Edmonton.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, with us on the Joe Rose Show. Josh Appel in for Joe Rose. George, I asked Billy Jaffe this question earlier. He almost cut me off because the answer he felt is pretty obvious. I'm assuming you probably feel the same way. Do you expect Stuart Skinner to start tonight for the Oilers, and do you think that would be the correct decision?
I think you almost have to go back to Stuart Skinner. I mean, Calvin Picard played very well at the start of the playoffs, and then Stuart Skinner took the net when Picard got hurt, and, you know, he won them the series in the second round. He won them the series in the third. The Edmonton feels like he's going to get stronger as the series goes on, but this flip-flopping hasn't helped either goalie. They really don't have one guy that has caught fire in these, neither goalie's been very good. But at least when you've got Stuart Skinner, he was the guy that was in net for them last year. He was the one that helped them get to Game 7. I think you have to go back to him, although pulling him doesn't help with confidence and all that. But, you know, that ship has sailed. You've already pulled him. So, but you just go back to him. I mean, I think that has to be the move.
We talked the two clear advantages going into this series the Panthers had were in goal and depth. And it feels like those two key parts have put the Panthers in a position to win the Stanley Cup in 6 games here tonight. Matthew Tkachuk, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, I think it was yesterday, said that he was 50% about a week before Game 1 about whether or not he would play to open the postseason against Tampa. And I was just looking it up in the last a couple segments ago, and I see 22 points in 22 games, tied with Sam Bennett for the most on the team throughout the postseason. He leads the team in power play goals. He leads that, or tied for the team lead in power play assists. But I still don't feel like this guy has been close to the Matthew Tkachuk that we've seen the last 2 years when he's been healthy. And yet Here he is tied for the team lead in points. Is this like the quietest but most productive? I can't wrap my mind around how off he's looked and yet at the same time how productive he's been.
Yeah, just a gamer, right? I mean, you could see, you know, he was laboring in the Tampa series. You know, he gets, you know, first game, he gets two goals and an assist on the power play in game one against Tampa. And you're like, geez, okay. But then you looked at and you're like, well, I didn't, other than the goals, we really didn't notice him on the ice. And I think even into the Toronto series, he wasn't right. He's looked much more like himself in the final. I still don't think he's healthy. I won't be surprised if he has to have some sort of surgery when this thing is all said and done. But, yeah, Matthew Tkachuk has had a quietly very good series. He hasn't been the agitator that we're used to, right? I think that's where you're missing Matthew Tkachuk, are those big hits along the wall, those big hits, you know, trying to get, you know, take the puck away from somebody, because he's been a little bit tentative because of the injury. So we haven't seen the Matthew Tkachuk we're used to, but he has certainly produced, and he's been a big part of this, and just in a different way.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, joining us here on the Joe Rose Show. Josh Appel in for Joe Rose. I want to ask you about Alexander Barkov. First two games of this series, Panthers give up 8 goals. Both games go to overtime. Barkov's a -4 combined with no points in the first two games. Since then, he's got back-to-back games with a point. He had a couple of assists in the overtime loss in game 4. But to me, game 5, it just felt like we saw a different Alexander Barkov. He was just as strong on the defensive end as we're used to, a Selke winner, but it really seemed like when he was on the puck, when he was without the puck, that was the strongest offensive game we saw from him in this series. The production overall hasn't been there for him, but the Panthers captain, in your opinion, George, how would you evaluate his play in the Stanley Cup final?
Well, he's got the toughest assignment of anyone, right? Because he's always on the ice when McDavid and or Draisaitl are there. And he has kind of, you know, taken their offense away. And, you know, I think Chris Knobloch said it, you know, you'll take that. You'll take Sasha Barkov not getting goals if Connor McDavid's not getting goals, because Florida's got the depth. Florida's getting the scoring from other places. You know, Edmonton is very top heavy. They rely on Draisaitl and McDavid to get the offense. And, you know, Sasha Barkov and his crew has been neutralizing that, and that's been huge for Florida. You know, you talk about Conn Smythe, nobody's really talking about McDavid because he hasn't really done a whole lot. He got a goal the other night, but aside from that, you know, Barkov's been on him like a glove.
You mentioned Conn Smythe. Do you have a vote?
I do not, because I do work for NHL.com. Mm. So, you know, NHL.com writers do not have a vote. I think it's like 16 people have a vote.
So you are free to talk about this then. Hypothetically speaking.
Absolutely.
Whether it's when it's tonight or whether it's game 7.
Yeah.
Sam Bennett or Brad Marchand, who would have your vote for Conn Smythe?
I would go with Sam Bennett, even though Brad Marchand is the guy that I think everybody looks at is what a difference he's made since he's joined this team from the trade deadline. But Sam Bennett, when you look at the entirety of the playoffs, 13 road playoff goals? That's an NHL record in the playoffs. Sam Bennett has been unbelievable this postseason and into the final. If Florida wins it, it's going to be one of those two. I think it's Sam Bennett or Brad Marchand, but I would lean towards Sam Bennett.
It almost is unfair to Seth Jones that Brad Marchand has been so good since really getting into the lineup with the Panthers. He, of course, after the deadline was hurt, but Seth Jones has been just as important to what the Panthers have done during this run, given what he's been able to provide as another right-handed defenseman, massive physical pairing with Nico Mikkola, and almost like he gets the short end of the stick because Brad Marchand has been so productive.
Yeah, but I don't think Seth Jones cares.
No, he shouldn't.
I think, you know what I mean? I mean, he just came from the last place Chicago Blackhawks, He never made it out of the second round in all his years playing in Nashville, Columbus. Didn't make the playoffs for 5 years with or 4 years with Chicago. So he's just loving every minute of this. And you make a great point about how big an addition Seth Jones has been, especially when 2 games into getting to Florida, Aaron Ekblad gets suspended. So he has to carry a lot of that load, those final 18 regular season games, and then the first 2 games of the playoffs. And guess what? Ekblad gets suspended again. So, you know, Seth Jones is back at center stage playing with Gus Forsling. He's been absolutely terrific. I think he's had a fantastic final. And, Seth Jones has quietly, because there's other spotlights on this Panther team, especially the Bennetts and the Marchands, Seth Jones gets overlooked, but he's been absolutely terrific.
George, last one for you here. You're someone who has covered this team for, I feel like, as long as anybody. Your picture is on the wall in the Roger Neilson press box at Amerant Bank Arena. And I'm just curious, as the Panthers look to win their second consecutive Stanley Cup tonight, trying to become the fifth team ever to do it back-to-back seasons at home, you've seen everything with this franchise, and I mean everything. Could you just put kind of into perspective what this whole journey for this franchise, I know this is a very open-ended question, but like I said, you've seen so much on the negative side of things to see what this franchise is now and what they're potentially about to accomplish. Could you just put that into some perspective?
It's unbelievable where this franchise
sounds like an article potentially for FloridaHockeyNow.com.
Well, I wrote it last year because it was, I think I wrote it in the Vegas series. Just making it to the final the way they did in 2023 was amazing. But they've been to the final 3 straight years. People are getting spoiled. You know, I always tell people these are the golden years, right? I mean, I did a story when I was at the Herald. I spoke with Edwin Pope, and we talked about the Dolphins, the 71, 72, 73, when they went to the Super Bowl 3 straight years, had the perfect season. I was like, what was it like? You know, just going Wednesday, going to a practice. Was it just going to a practice? Or were you like, boy, this is really – so he's like, no, you're living the moment, and you don't realize what you've got until it's gone, and that's kind of the fact here. I mean, the Panthers have come such a long way, and they were so bad for so long. They were forgotten in this market, not to mention the entire NHL. They were just an afterthought. And now you're looking at this, and it's like, wow, you know, this is like 1970s Miami Dolphins stuff that they're doing. And enjoy it. This is the good stuff. I mean, people around the NHL are looking at the Florida Panthers with such envy. This just doesn't happen. And it's been amazing what the Panthers have been able to do. And it's not like this run is going anywhere. All these guys are signed. Everybody's signed for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. It doesn't end tonight or in game 7 or whatever it is. I mean, this team is built for the future as well.
From an irrelevant afterthought to the standard in the NHL where everybody wants to go, whether it's to sign long-term or to resurrect their career, like we've seen with Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Nate Schmidt the last couple of years, it is truly a transformation that, you know, you hope for in a pipe dream, but you never think it'll come to fruition. And it has, and then some. Quick, Sam Bennett resigning. Yes? All right, great. Glad we decided that.
Yep.
He's in.
Cool. George Rich. Right. go ahead.
No, that's it. Yeah, no. I think he resigns. I think everything will work itself out. We talked about Sam Reinhart last year. He priced himself out of South Florida until he, signed a contract with him. So
awesome.
He'll figure it out.
George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com. He's got a cup clinching game to cover tonight. Read all of his coverage, FloridaHockeyNow.com. George Richards, thanks as always for your time. Really appreciate you.
All right, Josh. Have a good one, brother.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No thank you to Chris Whittingham of MLS on Apple TV and CBS.
Man moves to New York City and becomes a stick in the mud.
It's so absurd. It's so absurd. And as I told Witty, and as he admitted, it's just like, it's stupid. Nobody believes him. It's so obviously a put on. Like, imagine not enjoying what we are about to witness tonight or in Game 7. Imagine willfully choosing not to enjoy the three or four greatest years in the history of Florida Panthers hockey. They are the standard in the NHL. Oh, it's not fun anymore. What's not fun about going to three consecutive Stanley Cups and having a chance to win two in a row? Maybe, Dan, what's not fun about that?
I don't know what's not fun about that. Maybe having two parades down Las Olas and elbow room and all this other good stuff seems pretty fun to me, and I'm enjoying every second of it. So, yeah,
pretty fun. I mean, just absolutely all the words to describe how dumb that is on Chris Whittingham's part, but we are not going to let him rain on our parade. Literally, we will literally not let him rain on our parade. Mother Nature might, like she did last year, but we will not let Chris Whittingham rain on our parade.
Yeah, once again, not getting too ahead of ourselves, but where were you viewing the parade last year, Josh Bell? Because you are a huge Panthers fan, as we've known over the past couple of years, but especially over the past 4 hours.
So we didn't know if it would rain or not, obviously. But we were worried about a few buddies and I and my wife. We were worried about what, where we'd set up, where would be a good place for the parade. We want to see the stage also. And we figured, you know what? We'll get there early to a place called Bo's Beach, which is right across from the stage. We'll get a table there and we'll just park there It'll be in the shade. Perfect. We did that, shielded from the rain. Great day. And hopefully we get to do it again in the coming weekends, whether it's this weekend, next weekend, or whenever. The Panthers are up 3-2 in the Stanley Cup final with a chance to clinch at home tonight. And, you know, I was thinking last night when I was asked to fill in today for Joe in Hollywood, just how far not only the franchise has come, but like the idea that, you know, as someone like myself who grew up listening to sports radio in South Florida, whether it was Joe, I used to intern for Tobin, I used to intern for Hawk, intern for the Lebatard Show, to be hosting the morning show on the flagship station of the Florida Panthers the day that they have a chance to win the Stanley Cup for the second consecutive season. It's like it is truly like really like a pinch me type day. This does not feel real. Never did I think that this would be any part of the equation. I know that we have some fun on the text line, especially after the witty segment, but like it is legitimately an honor to be asked to host today and to be part of this station's coverage leading into game 6 of the Stanley Cup final with the Panthers having a chance to win it. It is something I, like I said, was never thought was possible. I think back to the Stephen Weiss days, to David Booth. David Booth, he scored 30 goals. I forget which year it was, but at the time he became the 6th player ever for the Panthers to score 30 goals in a season. I think Nick Bjugstad once led the Panthers in points in a season, and I believe the number was 41. I want to check on this really quick. This team has gone through so many down years, and I know I'm not saying anything earth-shattering there, but the idea that this franchise, as recently as 2017, 2018, well, no, they were good that year. It was
Didn't in the bubble year they get swept by the Islanders in the first round?
They lost the short series to the Islanders. The point being,
but I'm just saying, just from then.
Yeah. Again, I said it earlier. The only 3 players left from that bubble team are Ekblad, Bobrovsky, and Barkov. It is completely remade in the vision of the best GM, maybe besides Howie Roseman, in sports, Bill Zito, and his hockey operation staff. Finding guys like Gustav Forsling. Plucking Sam Bennett off the fourth line of the Calgary Flames. Trading for Sam Reinhart from the Buffalo Sabres. The Matthew Tkachuk trade. The cojones it took coming off of a President's Trophy season where Jonathan Huberdeau was getting Hart Trophy votes. A beloved member of this franchise. Mackenzie Weegar. Loved down here. George Richards chimes in, by the way. Etu Lusterinen was also on that bubble team, but he didn't play in 2020. So there's 4 players, 3 who played in that year that are still part of the team. It is remarkable what this franchise has turned into. And I'm really proud that we can be part of this coverage in some kind of way. And hopefully the Panthers can ride Paul Ball to a second consecutive Stanley Cup here tonight. I mean, leaving coaches to leave in a cab. I know that there was some other thing, like maybe Gerard Gallant did not want the transportation offered by the Panthers. He was ready to go. But that image is still one that is one of great embarrassment for the Panthers. The entire Michael Yormark tenure down here. Playoff promises that never came to fruition. Getting all excited about a first round series in the playoffs against the Devils, against the Islanders in 2012 and 2016. Their only two playoff appearances since 2000. Those 2 years. 2012, I remember going to game set. They were up 3-2 in that series against the Devils. Fight back to tie it in game seven. Lose in double overtime. Devils go on to the Stanley Cup final. Ended up losing to LA that year. 2016, Roberto Luongo. They play a really tough series against the Islanders. They lose in six in overtime. John Tavares on the wraparound. Trocheck was tripped. Still not over that. And then they just turn into this absolute juggernaut. And as George Richards told us, it's sustainable. Everybody's locked in. Most of this core will remain locked in after this year. And even if they're not, you can trust this management group, this hockey operation staff, to go plug the rest of the holes and find the pieces to fill out this roster.
It's a team that everybody is chasing and everybody's building their team to beat, including the Edmonton Oilers, who, if they lose tonight or lose on Friday, are going to have to do some real deep soul searching and trying to figure out what they need to do to change a team that has made it to the Stanley Cup Finals twice, but just not good enough. Now, once again, that's if they lose tonight or if they lose Friday. Everyone wants to be the Florida Panthers, and everyone is built or trying to be built to beat the Florida Panthers.
Absolutely. And someone on the text line points out Dale Talon. A lot of up and downs in Dale Talon's tenure. Some great draft picks, but a lot of money thrown around willy-nilly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The job, Vinny Viola, Matthew Caldwell, Bill Zito and his staff. It really is remarkable. And Goldie has said it. George Richards said it today. Cherish this. Appreciate what you're watching. It's hard enough to get to one Stanley Cup. It's hard enough to win one Stanley Cup. This team has been there three consecutive seasons. And tonight on home ice can win their second consecutive Stanley Cup. It'll be the last home game regardless of this season. So if you're going, bring it. The team will need you. And really appreciate what you're watching tonight, because it's so, so hard. So many things have to go right for you to get back there again next year or the following year. Not to say this team won't be a contender again. They absolutely will. But this could be potentially, it could be the last Stanley Cup final game you watch in a while. Game 6 or Game 7. Because that's just the way the sport is. So please, enjoy this tonight. If they win, if. Celebrate responsibly. Enjoy it. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing night at the arena tonight. Hopefully. Maybe it's not going to be a great one. Because they're still the best player in the world standing on the other side. And you know they're going to go down fighting. You just know it. We saw it last year. But just appreciate and be grateful for the memories this team and this franchise have given all of us the last 3 years, even going back to that President's Trophy season. These are years that we only dreamed about being possible. We were just happy making the playoffs. Now the standard is the Florida Panthers in the NHL. They are, as Dan pointed out earlier this segment, as George Richards, as many others, they are the standard. They are who people want to be. They are who other organizations, I guarantee you, teams have openings for front office positions. Wouldn't shock me if they're starting to raid or start to raid this Panthers front office. Just amazing, man. And if all indications are correct, it'll all get started with Bobby Lou on the drum tonight. Getting the crowd fired up like he did for Game 7 last year. And one more parting note. I saw George Richards tweet this out. Panthers, when they have alumni come and bang the drum last couple years, 3-0. Just saying. 3 wins, 0 losses. I mean, tells you all you need to. Maybe it wasn't George. Maybe it was Jordan McPherson. But I saw it this morning. That'll do it for us. What a morning. What a day this is shaping up to be. Tobin and Leroy will take it from 10 to 2. Hot Crowder and Solana will be at Amerant Bank Arena from 2 to 6. And the Stanley Cup Final, Game 6, Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay, from the bank, hopefully calling another Stanley Cup Final victory here tonight. For Dan Day, thanks so much, sir. Always appreciate working with you. Thanks to Billy Jaffe. Thanks to George Richards. Thanks, to Chris Whittingham. Thank you all for listening. We will talk to you next time. Go Cats!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.